Here I am at the Palestinian Embassy in Dublin, because the Republic of Ireland and the State of Palestine established diplomatic relations about 2 years ago now, same time as was it Norway and Spain recognized Palestine as a sovereign nation. So I'm delighted that was the case. I don't agree with that much that the Irish government does, but I do agree with what our government did regarding Palestine. So there's an awful lot of sympathy for Palestine, a fellow feeling, even though the situations are decidedly dissimilar. There's a small Palestinian community here. There's a much larger Arab and or Muslim community, and a lot of sympathy from them, from left-wingers, from Sinn Féin, the major opposition party, as well as people who support other political parties. Now, the irony is, in the early 20th century, Zionism and Irish republicanism had certain fraternal links. And so Irish republicanism sort of shared in the white supremacist assumptions of most of the white world, and saw their role as analogous to sort of non-sovereign groups within the white world, didn't see the situation as comparable to non-white peoples. From the 1920s, some people comparing Ireland to Egypt or India or whatever, that was unusual. And even in the 1970s, Irish Republican newspapers coming out with racist bile against black soldiers. But anyway, I'm very glad that that's behind us. So recognizing Palestine is illegally occupied, as ruled by the International Court of Justice, and against UN Security Council resolutions. Palestine is very heavily oppressed. That's really incontestable. It's just beyond argument that the Palestinians have suffered the most horrific state terrorism for decades. Hundreds of thousands of Palestinian civilians murdered, not least since the 7th of October, at least 75,000 Palestinian civilians murdered. I use that word advisedly, willfully murdered. Civilians killed knowing them to be civilians, not as part of any legitimate attack, and cutting off...